distinguished heads of state and government, ministers, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here this morning around this table in Bucharest to take decisions that will certainly shape the future of our alliance and the security of our nations. Our common security and shared values are best defended through cooperation and collective action. That is, after all, the essence of this alliance. That collective approach is built through political dialogue in meeting rooms like this one. Sometimes it also requires the deployment of our nation's armed forces on operations. Our soldiers, airmen, sailors and Marines frequently put themselves in harm's way so that we can be safe in our countries and in our homes. It is therefore appropriate that we start today's meeting by paying tribute to the professionalism and dedication of the more than 60,000 men and women who are currently deployed in NATO-led missions and operations. Personnel from allied nations, as well as increasingly from other nations too. It is a privilege for us all to be joined this morning by a representative from each of our 26 allies, and I would like to ask them to enter the room now. I welcome all of you to Council this morning. Every individual present has experience of operations under NATO command, and you are here to represent both their nation and their peers so that we can express our profound gratitude. Today we honour in particular those who have given their lives on behalf of our alliance. And we extend our deepest sympathies to their families and loved ones. We also honour those who have been injured in the course of our common effort. May I now ask all of you to join me in a minute's silence to pay homage to all those who have made the ultimate sacrifice by laying down their life in the service of our alliance. Please be seated. I thank all of our NATO soldiers once again and express our deepest gratitude to you and all of your colleagues for the remarkable service that you continue to make to peace, freedom, and democracy. Thank you very much once again, and I would now kindly invite you to leave Council at this time.